get ready.
NBC didn't have to create rape allegations to keep from selling to Bill Cosby. That's like me saying, I don't want to sell you my car, but then going around telling people you rob banks.
For real talk.
Hey man, I'm just going to say it. If you don't think you sexist, ask yourself why you champion LeVar Ball, but think Cardi B should go away.
All the time.
Not everybody's going to like you, but don't ever, ever apologize for trying to be a better person.
Welcome to the Spann Report with your host, Mr. Spann.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Spann Report podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Spann, and this is episode number 205 of the report, man. And this is a little bit different. This isn't live. We don't have any intro music on this one. We don't have anything really, like none of the thrills and frills that is the Spann Report, man. No sound effects, none of that shit, man. This is just like me. Just feeling like I want to get everything I want to about this particular topic off my chest, and then I don't want to talk about this shit no more. Like, that's pretty much how I'm feeling about what we're going to talk about tonight. And it involves your boy Kanye, right? It's been a lot of shit going on with Kanye, with a lot of the things that Kanye has said over the course of the last week. And it's been one of those things, man, where like, Kanye has definitely sparked a lot of discussion. Kanye has, like, I don't know if this was really his mission, but yo, he has really sparked a lot of discussion. And, you know, interestingly enough, man, a lot of this discussion has, like, it's opened my eyes up to it's opened my eyes up in a way that I didn't necessarily expect it to. Now, I don't want you motherfuckers to get me up misunderstood. I don't agree with a goddamn thing Kanye West is saying. And I'm going to pretty much, what the fuck? Okay. Damn phone's vibrating. Niggas is talking. But, yeah. So, I don't agree with anything Kanye West has said. But I do feel like I do. I mean, I got to speak to this, man. I mean, I feel like I have to only because this shit is bothering me so much. I just felt like I needed to get on the mic, say this shit, and just let it be done. Just flush this shit out of my system. And so, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this was because about out of all the conversations that have been had over the course of the week concerning not only just Kanye, but like Bill Cosby and R. Kelly and everything else, man. It's made me look at a lot of niggas that I know and love. A hell of a lot different, and in some ways, man, heartbroken, man, over the like the ways in which a lot of, you know, dudes that I've grown up with, known and loved for a long time, just the way in which they process this. And it's weird because I feel like, now, and this, you know, of course, this is just me, but I feel like, y'all, man, y'all niggas should know better, y'all niggas. Especially y'all niggas who sat in a lot of the same classrooms, grew up in the same environments that I did. Some of y'all niggas should know better. Right? So, what I'm going to do tonight, man, like there was there's a video online, man. It's the full TMZ interview, right? I think it's a little bit over a half an hour. And Kanye West goes through, you know, a lot of, you know, what he's been talking about over the course of the last week. Only with this particular, you know, interview is not edited, is not cut down. It's the full thing. You know what I mean? So some of the stuff that we've seen have been kind of clips or whatever, and we're going to hear those clips, the ones that we've all heard. But there's going to be some other stuff on this particular video that we haven't really heard a hell of a lot of, unless we watched the show live while it was happening. Right. So what I'm going to do, man, is I'm going to like just play this shit. I'm going to respond to some of this shit. And then also I'm going to respond to some of the reactions that a lot of dudes, man, like I'm going to like I'm going to respond to, you know, some of the sentiments that I've seen expressed on social media over the course of the week, especially amongst my friends and family and whatnot, right? So, yeah, man, we're going to get right into this, man. I'm not going to have, like I said, no special effects, no cameras, none of that, man. Hell, I don't even look presentable right now, man. I'm still recovering from wisdom tooth surgery. My jaw is still swollen in the whole nine, but I felt like I needed to talk about this, right? So we're just going to start the video here now.
Gentlemen, Northwest's father. No.
What's good? Kanye, how you doing,
bro? What's good?
Welcome. How you doing? Kanye, thank you so much. So, first of all, thank you so much for coming here and...
Oh, didn't mean to do that.
...doing this. Mm-hmm. I want to start with what everybody is talking about, because I don't think people necessarily understand what happened last week with the Great Make America Great Again hat. So... Everybody wants to hear from you, and I want to have a discussion about it. What drove you to that? What was your point? What are you trying to do with the message you're sending?
Well, it was really just my subconscious. It was a feeling I had, you know, like people were taught how to think, we're taught how to feel. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We don't know how to feel for ourselves. People say feel free, but they don't really want us to feel free. And I felt a freedom in, first of all, just doing something that everybody tells you not to do. Like, you can't do it for this reason. You can't do this for that reason. So, and, you know, I'm not coming up here to justify anything. It's, you know, you can't tell me nothing. I made the song, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me what I'm, you know, supposed to do. And also, it's like the idea of icons and representations, you know? I don't subscribe to icons. You take, like, the Nazi symbol. If you go to India, it's all over the place, but it doesn't represent that. It represents something different. So for me to wear that hat means I want to make America great in my own way.
So, but, yeah. So were you wearing the hat specifically to show support for Donald Trump?
Or was it a bigger statement about free thought?
What? I mean, I'm an artist, right? So to ask an artist, there's infinite reasons. There's infinite reasons to the why an artist does something. An artist doesn't need suggestions. An artist needs paintbrush and a canvas. So this opened up a conversation. I'm probably gonna do the least good explanation of why. I'm just connected with the universe, period, you know?
Okay. That is one very long-winded way of saying, I ain't really got no explanation for you, right? I really can't tell you. I mean, I'm connected with the universe, man. I have no real way of explaining to you what I thought I was doing in that moment. But I'm connected, right? I'm connected. I can't explain it, but I'm connected.
I'm just, and that's going to come off whack. Don't try to wacko jacko me for saying that, because that's what the media is trying to do. They're attacking me with these smoke screens that I'm not going to fall for. Like, I see you got Daz Dillinger on here. So they put a media takeout that said the Crips have a hit on Kanye West, right? And I said, wow, this is really like the Malcolm X movie. They're really going to send some black people to kill me. And then when I read it, it said, the Crips are gonna beat Kanye up when they see him. And I was like, oh, that's so dope. They love me. That's like my brother. Your brother beat you up. Like, man, you getting out of line, bro. You tripping. I'm gonna beat you up. I was like, oh, man, that's love, man. Daz loved me, and I love Daz. And
So you're not taking that seriously?
That's how you took it when you saw the video of Daz saying,
oh, you could live through an ass whooping. You ain't gonna live through, you know, what I think that they're probably the idea is to beat sense into me. But, you know, when you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery.
Okay, before we move on. Of course, this has been a point of contention that everybody has with what Kanye West. This is like one of the biggest things that Kanye West said, and everybody's kind of latched on to this, right? And one of the things that I've seen niggas sit up and say is, I like, you know, especially this part, is that, yo, I understand what Kanye is saying. I get exactly what Kanye is saying. It was a choice, man. We could have had revolutions, man. We could all, they could all went out like Nat Turner, the whole nine, right? And to me, how that sounds is very motherfucking dismissive of what our ancestors went through over the course of those 400 years. And it makes it sound like for 400 years, our ancestors were just docile slaves who weren't trying to buck against the system at any point in time whatsoever, right? What it sounds like to me is someone who is ignorant of the history of our struggle, right? That's what it sounds like to me. When you can sit up on the fucking television in front of millions of people and say that I think it was a choice. That sounds like a choice. For 400 years, all of y'all was enslaved. That sounds like a choice. Forgetting the fact that there were laws in place that allowed slave owners to kill their slaves for something as small as reading. Laws in place that allowed slave owners to break up families, sending you to plantations where you knew no motherfucking body, sending you to places where you didn't understand the language. There were laws in place that if you ran away, which was to, for a large extent, to a people who had their language and their culture and their family stripped from them, that was the most they had. You're in a strange land with people you don't fucking know, in areas you have no fucking idea about. You run. Only to be found, punished in some sort of way, maybe whipped, maybe have a limb taken away from you, maybe lynched, hung up from a tree as an example to the others. Some of them led revolutions. We all know the name of Nat Turner. Some of us know the name of Denmark Vesey. Some of us know the name of Harriet Tubman, who led a lot of slaves away to freedom. Some of us don't know a lot of the other names that were associated with the Underground Railroad. Harriet Tubman wasn't the only one. She's the most famous one, but she wasn't the only one. There were subversive ways in which black folks were trying to fight off slavery at every fucking turn. There were slave revolutions all over the goddamn South. You only know about Nat Turner. Why? Because what? My man Parker made a movie about it a couple years ago. There were revolutions all over the motherfucking place. Black folks weren't sitting and just letting the shit happen to them. People weren't just happy with the bondage in which they were being put, that was being put upon them. And so for this motherfucker to get up on television and say, yeah, man, that sounds like a choice. You know who else says that kind of shit? White supremacists. White supremacists get up on the motherfucker. Like, white supremacists will tell you, man, I can't wait till these damn niggers get over this fucking slavery shit, man. I be goddamn, man, I ain't ever had a slave in my life. I wish I had one. I've never had a slave, but they keep bringing up that goddamn slavery, man. Every time, man, they just keep bringing up that goddamn slavery. None of these niggers were slaves, but they keep bringing up slavery. And you ignore the systemic shit that has happened ever since slavery was even abolished. We could talk about Reconstruction. We could talk about how land was taken away from black people who were free, who were separate and equal, had built up their own fucking communities and had their shits bombed because white folks were jealous of the fact that these black folks were progressing, even though black folks had fucking nothing. Nothing. And to have this nigga get his ass on fucking television in front of millions of people and say, well, slavery was a goddamn choice for them. Man, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. And every last one of you silly motherfuckers who sit up and talk about, yeah, I understand. How if you niggas can't get a motherfucking trip together? You try to get a trip to the motherfucking Bahamas. Yo, you starting off with 30 motherfuckers, right? By the time you end up leaving, it's just you and your wife going. But y'all leading revolutions. Revolutions are as easy as sending a motherfucking WhatsApp message. Fuck out my face, man. You've never had to make that choice. So for you to sit here in 20 motherfucking 18 in the comfort of your home with a goddamn supercomputer in your fucking hand and talking about, yo, what you would have did, man, fuck out of here. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. It's stupid, especially if you know your fucking history. Especially if you know your history. Especially if you continue to learn. Because a lot of you motherfuckers, man, a lot of you niggas, y'all stop trying to learn about your shit the minute you got out of school. The minute you got out of school, you weren't trying to learn none of this shit. You just stopped. Some of this shit you could have been, you should have continued to learn, man. You should have continued to learn. Your life doesn't stop. You don't stop learning after the school doors close. Your life should be a continuous learning motherfucking experience. So to sit up here and watch niggas, man, to sit up here and watch y'all like, man, I understand what he's saying, man. Yo, you know, we had like a revolution on every motherfucking plantation, man. We had the numbers. Like, yo, did they know they had the numbers? They couldn't read, man. The South also had the power of the state. Slave owners had the power of the state. Slave patrols, the beginning of the fucking police departments around the fucking country, was started just to keep your ass in check. But y'all understand. Y'all understand exactly what he's talking about. See, like, you know, it's amazing to me with this free thought shit. Like, a lot of what a lot of y'all niggas think is free thought aren't really original fucking thoughts at all. A lot of white supremacists have these exact same fucking thoughts. You have to wonder, man. Like, you have to catch yourself sometimes, right? You have to catch yourself. There comes a point where you can be making something that you think where you could be saying some shit that is really revolutionary. You could be saying some shit you thought, like, yo, man, that's, nigga, I just said some fire. You could say some shit that you think is really revolutionary. And then you just check to see who's co-signing the shit you say. Just do a room check. Who's nodding and who ain't? Now, if you in a room and you saying all this shit, and motherfuckers that you know never really fuck with you before. Like, they never, like, and for no reason, really. They wasn't fucking with you like that. But all of a sudden, well, goddamn, man. Who the fuck knew? You're one of the good ones. Well, goddamn it, man. You can come hang with us. Come have a beer, man. Have some Budweiser's, man. Motorboats and titties. Come on, man. You're one of the good ones. And then your people looking at you like, man, what the fuck are you doing? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? So on that particular point, man, I had to say that because I know a lot of motherfuckers, unfortunately, a lot of friends of mine connected with that. With that. And that shit broke my fucking heart this week, man. I ain't even lying, dude. I'm looking at niggas like, are you fucking serious? And I've lost a lot of friends over the course of the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, man. As my politics have kind of like changed and evolved, so to speak, I've lost a lot of friends, man. I look at a lot of shit differently. It's like one of those things, man, where like you see shit and like once you see shit a certain way and your eyes are open to a certain thing, man, you can't unsee it. And like the way that I'm seeing shit and the way a lot of my friends are seeing shit, which was like a lot of the ways that we saw shit as teenagers. And to be fucking 37, 38, I'll be 38 in June, to be this age and to have dudes that I used to rock with at 17 still thinking the way we did at 17 is fucking heartbreaking, man. It's heartbreaking, bro. Like, I'm sitting there be like, and it's not even just like on some Kanye, like, broke my heart. Nah, man, fuck Kanye. It's the niggas that I know that are like, yo, I understand what he talking about. not understanding that the motherfuckers who also have already been saying this shit don't even fuck with you. But we gonna continue.
Goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews, slavery is blacks. So prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race.
Does it? Because we're disproportionately represented in that motherfucker. I wonder why, Kanye. I wonder why. With 13% of the population, with 50% of the motherfucking prison population. Why is that, Kanye? Why is that? We don't commit the majority of the fucking crimes in America, Kanye. Why do we represent over 50% of the fucking prison population, Kanye? Why do we do that? There's a lot of anti-blackness. There's a lot of anti-blackness rhetoric in this fucking message. A lot of it. If you're paying attention. And some of the niggas that I know who are talking about, yeah, I get what Kanye is saying. Yeah, some of y'all have some issues with y'all blackness too. I've seen it. I've seen some of the shit y'all say. Some of the shit y'all say, I've seen it. It's anti-black than a motherfucker. Y'all would like to separate the minute y'all can. I've seen it. We'll continue.
We're one. We're the human race. We're human beings and stuff. And eventually, you know.
Can I go back to something you just said? Because I don't want to let it pass. You said that slavery was around for 400 years. At a point, it becomes a choice.
Yeah. Right now, we're choosing to be enslaved. We're like, okay, so Ebro, I FaceTime him, and I'm there with Candace, right? And Ebro starts bringing up these his version of facts, right? And Candace has facts. She's researched. Yeah. Candace Owens has facts. She's researched. And then,
okay, Candace has facts. I want y'all to understand who Candace Owens is, right? Like, Candace Owens, I remember, as a matter of fact, somebody else I knew from high school that I'm no longer fucking friends with, she tagged me in a video of Candace Owens. And Candace Owens is a black lady. She's a conservative lady who says a lot of anti-black shit, right? That blackness, or that slavery is a choice, that black people choose to be victims, that black people are not the victims that they purport themselves to be, that black people are a part of the democratic plantation. You know, that sort of thing, man, where you start talking down to black people about their political choices and why they make the choices that they do when it comes in, when they hit the voting booth, as if black people aren't some of the most motherfucking pragmatic voters that we have. Like, black people are incapable of voting their interest. Like, black people don't vote Republican because black people don't know any better. This is how Candace Owens talks to black people. This is who Kanye West is presenting to us as someone who has facts. When you can listen to a Candace Owens video and know off rip, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit, especially if you pay attention to this shit, if you study this shit, if you talk about this with learned motherfuckers for any length of time, you know that Candace Owens is up there talking some bullshit. But what he said about Ebro was his version of facts, but Candace got the facts, and Candace is speaking some bullshit, right? And y'all gonna find out how quickly Candace don't like black people, although she's black. Shortly, right? So, like, a question was asked earlier of me on Facebook. Well, what did Kanye West say that's similar to what black white supremacists say? You're gonna find out on this fucking podcast how similar this message is to white supremacists and a white supremacist message. And they got two cooning ass niggas up here in front of millions spouting this shit. You can't make it up. But we're gonna let this shit go.
Candace just pulls out her Jedi lightsaber and just, you know, chops Ebro's head off with facts. Then Ebro FaceTimes me the next day and he's talking about the scoop and poop. He wants to talk about music now. I said, yo, you gonna have Candace on your show? He's like, nah, I'm not. She's mean. So you gonna stifle her voice, Ebro? You're choosing to enslave people's minds. You're choosing to not let the truth be free.
Okay, now we live in the age of the internet. He's not stifling her voice. He doesn't have to give her his platform. Bottom line, he does not have to give her his platform. If she wants to spew whatever it is she's spewing, guess what? She got a fucking Facebook account. She can go live on Facebook. She got a YouTube account. She can go live on YouTube. She can get her ass on Fox News. Ebro is under no obligations whatsoever to put her on his show. He has no obligation to do so. If she wants to sprout that message, then she can go to the motherfucking places where they're welcoming. She can go there because I'm sure somebody will have her. Now, guess how many places will have her? Where are the, like, Fox News will have her. What's my man name? The crazy motherfucker from Texas, man. Alex Jones, InfoWars, they will have her. Like, these are the audiences that Candace Owens draws. Kanye says that she's spouting facts. Now, if you know the circle of where Candace Owens, if you understand the circle that Candace Owens is rotating around, you already know there's an anti-black message there. But we'll continue, man.
Can I give you my translation of what happened last week and tell me if it's right?
Okay.
The way I see it, you don't necessarily embrace the views of Donald Trump as much as you want to show people that they shouldn't be intimidated from showing their true feelings, expressing themselves freely, and that the hat is a lightning rod for this kind of free thought that is lost in our society because people get bullied and shouted down and they're intimidated to the point where they have to shut up. Is that fair?
It's the mob. The mob tries to tell you what to think. The mob tries to make all blacks be Democrats for you know, food stamps and stuff. It's the mob.
Okay. It's the mob. The mob tries to make all black people be Democrats for food stamps, right? This is a right-wing talking point. Right. There's a lot of Republicans who believe that the only reason that black people are voting Democrat is because they want free shit. Not because black people actually want the government to do its job and represent everybody equally. No, black people want free shit. Therefore, they're going to vote Democratic. Now, the Republican Party has ample opportunity to actually reach out to black voters. They do. They can reach out to black voters. They can address black voters' concerns, especially the black community as a collective, right? And they're gonna, as a collective, you know, we're not a monolithic group of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's a plethora of thought in the black community. If you ever go into a motherfucking black barbershop, you know it's always some. It's a fucking smorgasbord of opinion in that bitch, right? Excuse me. So. This idea that black people vote Democratic simply because black people want the government to give them free shit is a right-wing talking point, man. It's not free thought. It's not motherfucking original. It's not original. Black people have been voting Democratic ever since motherfucking Bobby Kennedy got Martin Luther King released from prison and released from jail in Georgia. Black people have been voting for the Democratic Party overwhelmingly ever since, especially like with Lyndon B. Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. Like, black people have been like, yo, man, they actually like trying to fuck with us. They are actually putting up legislation that affects us in a positive way. We can actually be a part of this government. We can actually be franchised with voting rights in this government. Yo, man, like, yo, I'm going to ride with them until something else changes, right? Now, there's a lot to be said about whether or not the Democratic Party has taken black votes for granted, right? Like, where else do you have to go? And I know a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters would echo that sentiment, although Bernie Sanders has some issues when it comes to race, too. And we've talked about that repeatedly here on the show, right? But the reason that black folks are voting Democratic isn't because they want free shit. The Democratic Party is one of the few who are actually courting their votes. The Republican Party, on the other hand, is trying to stifle their voices. If you look at North Carolina and the voting, There was voter suppression going on there. There was an actual civil Supreme Court ruling that stated that the voting laws in North Carolina were laser focused on stifling the votes of black people. Right? You got voting, like the Voting Rights Act of 1964 has been gutted. We don't have that shit no more. So all of a sudden, right after that shit goes down, guess what Republicans started doing? Hey, we about to charge challenging all you motherfuckers' rights to vote. Yo, you got to have these vote. You got to have voter ID, right? You got to have some form of identification before you just be like, yo, man, my name is such and such, and I'm registered at this house, and they pull you up. They pull your name up. If you were registered, damn it, they let you vote. You have to show no motherfucking ID. You gave your name, right? But it ain't even just that, because I know a lot of Republicans, well, why can't you just get an ID? For some people, it's not not exactly as easy as it is for the rest of us. I know it's hard for you to think about some, it's hard for folks to think outside of themselves, so to speak. Like, well, it's easy for me, therefore it should be easy for everybody else. And it's not all the time. Right? But then you think about, okay, well, we need to put restrictions on early voting. Why are you putting a barrier between the people and the vote? Republicans are doing that. We need to reduce the number of voting precincts in these areas. And those areas just so happen to be the areas where there's a large contingent of black folks and a large contingent of people who may just be voting Democratic. And let's not even go into the gerrymandering shit, where Republicans are gerrymandering districts where they pick their voters and the voters don't pick them, really. Right? So if you know these things, everything right now so far that Kanye has been talking about sounds like some bullshit to you. To a nigga who ain't really paying attention to any of this shit, well, damn, what he saying sound like he making a really good point. And I want this to be understood too, because there are some folks who will take offense to the fact that there are others who may be a little bit more knowledgeable about this than they are. Right? They take offense to that, man. Like, I don't appreciate, you know, you motherfuckers thinking y'all know y'all opinion is better than mine because you went to this school and this, that, and the other. And it's not even about that. It's like, listen, man, there are things that you need to know if you're going to talk about this. And if you don't know, it's prudent to talk to or listen to people who are in the know. So that you don't walk around looking like a goddamn fool and letting somebody make you look like a goddamn fool by co-signing shit like this. Right? Stop being resentful of folks who have actually learned this shit. Like, you wouldn't go to a mechanic, or better yet, you wouldn't go to a brain surgeon, but the brain surgeon's only knowledge of brain surgery is that he watched the shit on motherfucking YouTube a couple times. You wouldn't do that. You just wouldn't. Hey, man, you know how to like put a transmission in the car? Well, shit, I watched it on YouTube a couple times, man. Shit, holler at your boy. You wouldn't do it. So don't be resentful of folks who have some level of education when they talk about these things. And when we look at what Kanye West is saying and we say this fucking dangerous and it's fucking problematic and it's difficult, like it's some bullshit. Don't be resentful of that. Understand that everybody doesn't know everything, but there's some people who know a lot of shit. Right? So, yeah, we'll keep it going.
By the way, you're just talking to the emotion. You know, when you get Candace, ask her, she's going to drop you the facts.
We're going to have Candace on in a bit.
The kid, if you ask the kid that stood in Tiananmen Square in front of the tank why he did it, he might not be able to explain that. But you can't diminish that moment if I can't give you the direct explanation.
But that kid had a righteous point of view that he really believed in, and that's why he was standing in front of the tank.
My righteous point of view is free thought. Now, if you want to ask me, I don't have extremely strong political opinions. You could talk to John Legend if you want some political. I've never been into politics. I just love Trump. That's my boy. Like, you know, it's like so many rappers. You look at a video of Snoop Dogg loving Trump, but then he get in the office and I don't love him. Like, Trump is one of rap's favorite people, no, right?
But we talk about this, that before he was elected president, people in hip-hop, it was an in thing to put Donald Trump in your rhyme somewhere.
Yeah. And by the way, I am...
Okay, even on this point, man, there comes a time when, like, yo, man, when you know better, you do better. And when you find out how motherfuckers really are, you be like, wait a minute, man, this nigga don't fuck with us. He never really did. And when a lot of rappers found out that Trump really don't fuck with them like that, they distance them. So I'm like, man, fuck this dude. So to say that, like, yo, man, rappers used to like Donald Trump. Yeah, they liked what Donald Trump represented as far as wealth, as far as material things, as far as, like, yo, I got a lot of shit. There's a lot of rappers. If you look at the game, if you look at a lot of rap, it's a whole lot of braggadocious shit. It's a whole lot of I got all this shit. For some rappers, not everybody, but a whole lot of them will talk about all this shit they got. And then you look at a Donald Trump and you're like, well, he got a lot of shit. He got all these buildings with his name on it and shit. He got planes and shit, man. Like, yo, I want to be like that. But these same dudes probably didn't know that Donald Trump was out here keeping black folks from renting fucking properties that he owned. Renting apartments and properties that he owned. A lot of black folks didn't know that shit. A lot of these same dudes probably didn't know that Donald Trump was out here calling for the execution of 5 black and brown teenagers of the Central Park 5. Didn't know this. And even after finding out that these dudes were innocent of it and some other dude did it and confessed to it and DNA evidence proved that this other dude did it, Donald Trump was still out here like, man, fuck them. Fuck them. Kill them still. Took out ads in the paper to kill 5 black and brown boys who were innocent of a crime. And that's not even going to, like, how Donald Trump conducted himself on the fucking campaign trail, man. Like, yo, he's riling his crowds up, telling them to knock motherfucking protesters out. Some of them black women who were being jostled and tussed and pushed and shoved by a sea of white men. But we supposed to be cool with Donald Trump now, knowing this. Donald Trump is Kanye West's boy, knowing this. Right.
In hip hop, but I'm not just in hip hop. I'm a black person in the black community, but I'm not just that. I feel like one thing is people try to minimize me to artists, hip hop, black community. Yeah, I'm always gonna represent that, but I also represent the world. I represent not even the future, it's the now. We're in 2018. We're in the now, bro, you know what I mean? And I represent the now, and I represent what the possibilities of a new peaceful planet. We're at the beginning of it. You saw the North Korea, but people denounced that. And you say, you said this thing, you put this whole thing, people love to say all, every, blah, blah, blah. It's not that. It's 100 sides to every story. So if you talk about Trump, yeah, there's a laundry list of things that I don't have in front of me that my friends would text me or write me emails to say he did this, 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 this.
And then those same friends who are actually just trying to put him on, he'll put them on blast and like, yo, this is what he said to me. He tried to manipulate me by talking about my fans. A friend of his, John Legend, like, yo, man, I don't know if you know what you really associating with. And this motherfucker was like, yo, you trying to manipulate me by talking about my fans. Like, no, nigga, I'm trying to tell you what the fuck is up. Nobody's trying to manipulate you. I'm trying to put you up on fucking game. Listen, nigga, listen.
This. Some of them Obama did too, you know, but he just, it wasn't, you know, as loud and said, wow, the room is quiet in here. The room is quiet now. So
you have their attention.
Okay. And then there's positive things, right? And that never comes out. That's when they refer to fake news because it can be skewed and stuff. It's like the media and the liberals and the echo chamber and all that is having the most sore loss of all time. Like That's, we're going to just keep putting out. It's like torture porn. We're going to keep showing you negative, 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 when these are human beings, even like.
Okay, so he would say that, like, liberals, and I guess I would identify as a liberal now, right? Like, I know a few friends would call me that, and I got a liberal point of view, yada, yada, yada. To me, it just sounds like logic and things that I think about, like, things that if you actually thought about shit, you'd probably, like, yo, I can see how you came to that conclusion, if you thought about it, right? But I guess that's what, like, what it means to be a liberal nowadays, right? But one of the things that he said was like, yo, all of the good shit that Trump does, nobody really reports on it. And it's like, yeah, not only does he have his own channel, but a lot of the things that Trump does gets reported on all the channels all the time. The media is obsessed with Trump, right? The lady who did the White House Correspondents' Dinner roast, she spoke about how much the media depends upon Trump and how much the media is complicit in a lot of the shit that Trump does, because, yo, they are getting paid a hell of a lot of money from advertising. Because why? People are tuned in, yo. People are watching news channels more than they ever had before because they want to know what the fuck's the next thing going to happen. And a lot of these news channels are using Trump to drive up revenues because they know Trump is driving up motherfucking ratings. As much as people hate Trump, people are going to watch what the fuck this dude does, right? Now, when you talk about the negative shit that Trump does, like, yo, you can sit up here and talk about, look, it's disaster porn, man. Like, you know, the negative. You know how he would easily combat that? By not doing negative shit. By not doing the shit that would cause people to want to protest, by not doing shit that would cause people to want to shout down his name. He could do that, but he chooses not to. He chooses to pander to a certain part of the population who just so happens to have very low motherfucking opinions about people of color, very low opinions about immigrants, very low opinions about Mexicans, very low opinions about shit, the wall or whatever, they want a wall built. They tend to have a very low opinion, especially, and there's, you know, I know a lot of the talk about the Trump voter was like they were voting for economic, economically anxious. No, it wasn't economically anxious. It was a whole lot of them people who talking about, I want my country back. I want to go back to the good old days. Make America great again. Now, when we ask folks what make America great again means, what period of American history are we talking about where it was great for everybody? When? When has America ever been great for just, you know what? Nobody has, like, man, we are finally motherfucking equal across the board, man. Like, white folks and black folks is, like, we getting the same jobs based on our merits alone, man. Like, yo, I ain't even got to worry about this white man being racist because, you know what? I'm going to get the job based on the fact that, like, yo, I'm cool. Like, I got the credentials. Forget the fact that my name is Cleophas. Forget the fact that my name is Trayvon. Forget the fact that my name is Shaniqua. Forget that shit. Despite the fact that now a lot of those names, those resumes get thrown in the trash. Right? America has never been great for everybody. Although we're all citizens, it's never been great for all of us. And so we fight for, and we fight to make America closer to its promise. We fight for that. And Donald Trump is taking us back to a point where, like, yo, man, nah, fuck that. You know, we don't need no immigrants out here. We don't need these black people. Like, you know, we gonna limit these black folks. Matter of fact, man, lock everybody back up for the drug shit, man. You know, we gonna bring the war on drugs on back, man. We gonna do that shit, man. You know, all these Mexicans that's here, man, some of them, they might have got here legally, man, but some of their people ain't here legally, man. We gonna start, like, you know, asking motherfuckers for their papers and shit, treating folks like they don't belong here. But if you're not paying attention, everything Kanye says right now sounds pretty fucking logical to you.
with George Bush, people said, don't apologize. I'm like, wait a second, I just saw George Bush pushing George Bush Sr. in a wheelchair, and he just lost his wife. Do you know how bad I would want to go to George Bush and say, I'm sorry for hurting you? I was an artist, I was hurting when I went up to the telethon. I said something in the moment, but when I look at you as a dad and a family member, I'm sorry for hurting you. Think about Obama. Obama was the opioid to our pain. He pacified us. But he pissed the Nazis off even more.
Okay, Obama pacified us, which is true, ironically. Which is true. There's a lot of people who got comfortable with where America was when Obama got elected, right? They thought that the progress that we had made while Obama was president was permanent. They thought that we didn't have to fight anymore. And you know how we know this? Because, yo, Barack Obama lost the House and the Senate in 2010 after he was elected. Whole lot of Democrats ran away from Obama in 2014, I believe it was. 2014? Ran away from Obama's record and lost again. Lost the Senate this time. So it was a lot of people who got comfortable with the fact that, yo, we had Barack Obama and we saw a lot of progress, man. Yo, you saw the legalization of gay marriage. You saw prison reform starting to happen. You saw everyone being able to have access to health care. And a lot of this shit, like Trump, a lot of this shit, Trump is rolling back simply because Obama had it pushed through. Right. You had, ironically, net immigration from Mexico was actually negative, right? They would call it Obama the deporter in chief, right? But we somehow need a wall. We have net negative immigration coming in from fucking Mexico, but somehow we need a wall to protect this border from all these people who ain't really coming. If you pay attention to what the fuck is happening, none of this shit that Kanye West says makes fucking sense.
Hold on, bro. I'm on a wave right here. Okay. All right. You talk every day.
All right.
This is with the love. Give me a hug. But
it's
come
all good.
On.
It's all good. It's all good.
Let genius be free. You know? So we're going to go and talk. I want to talk to the guys in Charlottesville on both sides. On both sides. Do you know what Obama would say? He'd be like, man, if you're this, blah, 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 I'm not a white supremacist. I don't support white supremacy. By the way, white supremacy is a redundant statement in America. Whites are supreme in America. That's what we taught. I went home and my mom.
I'm not taught that whites are supreme to anything. I'm taught, or better yet, I know that the system that whites have set up in America is set up for them to have a leg up on everybody else. And the reason why Trump, your boy, has been put in place is to preserve that. The progression that you keep talking about, like you want everybody to be free. You want everybody to be equal. The progression in which that you're talking about, is it possible with the people with whom you're supporting? They want something entirely different from what it is that you yourself is saying. They don't want what you're talking about, Kanye. They don't want it. They show us this through their policies. They show us this through who they appoint to powerful positions. They show us this through the laws that they make. They don't want what you say you want. However, you have aligned yourself with that. It makes no sense.
And my dad, I mean, wow, they're all in one. My wife said to my daughter, tell daddy what you learned in school. And she said, I learned that mama's white and I'm black. I said, damn, I wish I got the heads up. They said, no, we had to tell her because of Martin Luther King birthday. But a white teacher told her that. So what does it mean to be black in America if a white teacher tells her that she's black? You might be Kanye West's daughter, but you black.
They reminded your daughter that she was still a nigga. They've been reminding all of us that we still nigga, dog. Most of them voted for Donald fucking Trump, your boy. Your daughter got educated on the one drop rule, man. The one drop rule. We didn't make that shit up. They did. They did. If you know your fucking history, this wouldn't be a goddamn surprise to you.
She, my daughter was free. We start putting these ideals and ideals on people. That's why we are in a simulation. When you're 3 years old, 2 years old, you go and you hop up on a coffee table. And then your auntie that you don't really like comes to you and says, don't jump on that while you're playing. It's a coffee table. Now you're 3 years old. You don't care about coffee or table. This went from being something that elevates you while you're playing to something that it's a distraction, you know, I can't even find the exact word, obstruction to your joy. Now, by the time you're 30, by the time you're 40, by the time you're 50, how many coffee tables do you have in your life that you're trying to make everyone happy? People need to start.
Hey, you ever heard of some shit about regulation to keep people from hurting themselves? I'm a gas man. I work with live gas every day. There are certain things that I can't do on the job because I may blow some shit up. And the reason those rules are in place is so that I don't blow some shit up. It's a terrible motherfucking example, right? It's a terrible example to tell a 3 year old, no, get down off the coffee table. Yeah, but now you just inhibited this 3 year old from having something that elevates them. No, I'm just trying to keep my 3 year old from fucking themselves up and going to the goddamn emergency room and having the people talk to me about why the hell I ain't watching my kid.
Worrying about themselves. If I go and grab some water out the fridge and I'm in the studio, I'm not asking nobody if they want water. I'm not assuming. If you want water, you saw me grab the water. You go grab your own water. We need to start being worried about ourselves and stop being worried about what other people think. And we have the right to free thought. And guess what? No, this is not the Malcolm X movie. No black person is finna touch Kanye West. We got love. Nobody finna touch me. Nobody.
Okay, so yeah. we're gonna take a break, but I just have to ask one quick thing.
He's looking around right now. He's like doing like a lot of looking, like this really hard smile, like. And I'm looking at it. I'm not a psychologist. I don't pretend to be none of that shit. But dude looks really fucking manic right now. Right now, dude looks really fucking manic.
Based on what you've just said here, it sounds to me you got precisely the reaction you wanted by wearing that hat.
I didn't you want a reaction.
You wanted a reaction.
No.
You knew there was going to be a reaction.
I knew there was going to be a reaction, but I'm just living my life day by day, doing what I feel and what the spirit calls upon me to do.
But it also opens up this dialogue that you're not apologizing, because everybody else, when they make a statement like that, they end up apologizing because they're so worried about what people say on social media.
Well, you know why? You know why when I went to visit him the first time?
Right after the election.
Yeah, and I took the tweets down and everything.
Yeah.
Because I was drugged the f out, bro. I was drugged out. I was on opioids. 2 days after I got off of opioids, and I was addicted to opioids, 2 days I got off of opioids, I'm in the hospital, right? I'm taking two. Hey, everyone, listen to this, please. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids. I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all. I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married. I didn't want y'all to call me fat, so I got liposuction, right? And they gave me opioids, right? And I started taking two of them and then driving to work on the opioids, right? Then my boy, and I'd always ask my boy, you know, to hand me if it's, you know, we on tour, give me some weed, blah, blah, blah. So he had to go give me the opioids. And there was talks amongst my camp, like, Ye's popping pills, right? So when he handed to me this to me, he said, you know, this is used to kill genius, right? So I didn't take it. 2 days later, I'm in the hospital. I was taking two pills a day at that time. When I left the hospital, how many pills you think I was given? Seven. I went from taking 2 pills to taking 7. So the reason why I denounced, why I dropped those tweets and everything, because I was drugged the f- out, bro. And I'm not drugged out. These pills that they want me to take 3 of a day, I take 1 a week, maybe 2 a week.
I just said, dude sounds manic, right? I just said that. Now, I don't know what Kanye's dosage and shit is, but if, let's just go, like, his doctors prescribed him some shit, right? We all know that Kanye had been dealing with some mental shit. I don't know exactly what his diagnosis was, but I'm sure his doctor probably prescribed him some shit. He's decided for himself that, you know what? They suggested I take this much, you know, for my condition, but I'm not going to do what my doctors have suggested I do. Therefore, like, this is what you get. Now, I know a whole lot of folks were like, well, shit, he talking about he was addicted to opioids, man. Span, like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I get that. Like, I'm like, my doctor prescribed, like I said, I'm dealing with like not something as like dramatic as fucking liposuction. I had a wisdom tooth pulled. My doctor gave me opioids for my wisdom tooth. He was like, yo, if you can avoid taking it, take the Advil if you could deal with the pain. But if not, take the motherfucking pill. He only gave me 15 of them. Right? Take 1. Right? So I get people having a what we would call apprehension about the opioids. But yo, if he's dealing with a mental condition and he's been diagnosed with this, right? By people who are learned in the fucking field, then maybe he should follow his doctor's advice. Because as much as he would say that I was dope the fuck out when I was saying this shit, a lot of the stuff that he's saying right now sounds just as fucking crazy. Sounds just as crazy. And he's not taking the medication. All right? But we'll continue.
Had me scared of myself, of my vision. So I took some pills so I wouldn't go to hospital and prove everyone right. We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. And today it all changes. You got Tupac and Lennon in that hallway. Today it all changes. We need to think how to think free. We need to be free thinkers. Then we need to learn how to feel free. People say feel free, but we don't even know how to feel free or think free. Say what you feel, positive or negative. I just got off the phone with J. Cole. He said, how do you feel when they said the Crips is gonna kill you? I said, man, that was the headline. But when they said they wanted to beat me up, I said, that's great. They're my brothers. They love me. They don't want nothing to happen to Ye. They just want to beat some sense into me. I love Daz. I love the Crips. I love the Bloods. I love everyone.
But you and I have had a talk about this, Kanye, that you say you have to love everybody. I just don't believe that because I think...
Like he pacing around right now, like kind of laughing to himself. Right now, in this moment, he's pacing around right now, just kind of like laughing to himself.
There are people who are evil. And people who want to hurt you. And I think you've got to distinguish people and however you want to do it, but you've got to distinguish this group from this group or this person from this group.
Okay.
The people are not
wanting to hear everybody's side, but
people are not at some point.
It's probably better just to have Harvey because I got too much to say, and when y'all both say stuff, y'all just gonna confuse my stream of thought.
Okay.
I love you, but you can sit here, that's cool. Now I was gonna
Thanks.
I was gonna stand on this chair right now, right? You know why I'm not standing on the chair right now? Do you all remember an Oprah Winfrey moment?
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all remember, Oprah Winfrey? Who's that? Tom Cruise. He was in love, right? He jumped on the couch, and what happened? Now he's crazy. So because of that, I'm not gonna hop on my coffee table.
He's also a Scientologist. Does that, okay, that makes him crazy?
Crazy a little bit.
Okay, so you're more crazy to be a Scientologist. So Scientology is a lesser religion than any other religion, right?
Even aliens.
Wait a second. Scientology is a lesser religion than any other religion. That's what you're saying?
It's not believable, and it's not a religion.
It's not, so what's a religion?
Well, they're not classified as a religion.
And what's the reason for that?
Financial gain?
Oh.
Sometimes like the most ignorant people in the room tend to be the most loudest, man.
They don't have as much money as the church.
Yeah, you're gonna lose this one, Charlie. Yeah. You're gonna lose this one.
I think we've gotten a little off.
Okay, so look.
No, hold on. We haven't. We're on now. We're on now. You remember I gave how many people are feeling, how many people felt something that I said today? Raise a hand if you felt something that I said today.
Okay. So I'm gonna count how many hands I see on this shot. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see 7 hands on this shot, right? Now, 2 of those hands are black people. 1 of those hands is the hand of Candace Owens. She don't fucking count. Right? Because again, like I've said, Candace Owens has said a bunch of shit she said a bunch of things in disparaging black folks. Although Candace Owens is black herself, Candace Owens tries to separate herself from blackness, right? Nobody else did this to her. She did this to herself, right? So you got 1 black person out of 7 hands that I see in this shot.
Do you feel that I'm feeling, do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
Yes.
I think what you're doing right now is actually asking thought. And the reason why I feel like that is because, Kanye, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. But there is fact and real world, real life consequence behind everything that you just said. And while you are making music and being an artist and living the life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Every day we have to walk into that truth while you choose to say things that, to be honest with you, dog, are nonsensical. You want to think freely? That's fine. I'll combat your free thought with my free thought because mine is grounded in a reality that I've been given and a reality that I'm going to change, but I'm not going to do it by pretending that the enemies are on the same team as me. And frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real. That's the way I feel. Stand on all the coffee tables you want to stand on. Say whatever you want to say, but don't throw a stone, then hide your hand like the rest of us are just going to swallow it. Yay, be yay. I'm off it forever. Do you. But remember, the life that I live is as a real person. An actual person.
Now the thing.
All right. Now, that was a moment that I know a lot of folks were like, "Yo, man, they wanted to give like, yo, Van Lathan is champ of the week, right? Like, we can give it to Van right now here on the Span Report podcast. Van Lathan, champ of the week, right?" But the thing is, man, like when I first was made aware of this particular video, one, like, this video says, "Full TMZ Kanye talk, the media won't show you," as if this shit wasn't live on fucking television, right? The second thing that I noticed, man, was like, this was presented to me that if I saw this entire interview, then I would finally understand what the fuck Kanye was saying. And I'm thinking to myself, well, goddamn, like, I'm listening to this shit and I can break this shit down and I can tell you where Kanye was on some bullshit every time he says some bullshit. And it's like, yo, Van Lathan was in this fucking office this entire time and he understood what the fuck Kanye's saying. He also could identify the fact that Kanye was on some bullshit the entire fucking time. And for so many of my friends to tell me that I need to understand Kanye while at the same, like, to ask me to understand Kanye and understand what he the points that he was making in this moment would be for me, would be antithetical to my very motherfucking existence, only because I know what he's saying is bullshit, especially if you know your fucking history. If you know the history of how this country has been towards black people, how the Republican Party has been towards black people. Now, we could talk about how the Democratic Party hasn't always been the friend of black people also, but let's not be disingenuous and act like the Republicans have been our fucking friends these last goddamn 50 years, nigga. Let's just not do it. Let's not do it. And I applaud what Van Lathan had to say in that moment, because basically, yo, we don't even know if Kanye is going to really be able to receive that, because this is another thing that I think is like, this is another thing that I think is kind of lost on a lot of people when it comes to celebrity. And maybe it's not lost on people. We talk about this shit all the time. But one of the things about celebrity, especially when you're somebody as big as fucking Kanye, is that like, yo, everybody around you wants something. Right? Everybody's trying to be in your motherfucking orbit. Everybody's trying to make sure that you feel good about what it is that you're doing. You feel good about everything you say, man. Yeah, you got a whole lot of fucking yes men around huge ass stars. It's why we put up with some of the behavior that we put up. Like, you hear, like, you know, some of these celebrities with these ridiculous ass requests that they have of folks when, like, they're on tour or some shit. Like, yo, man, I don't want no motherfucking yellow M&Ms, man. Make sure you take all the yellow M&Ms out of my motherfucking bowl, man. Give me all the M&Ms, but take all the yellow ones out. I want y'all to pick all the yellow ones out, nigga. And I want my room to be all motherfucking white, nigga. And I want, like, 40 motherfucking five, like, black orchids, nigga. And I want it to, like, contrast with the white in the room, nigga. I don't want to have no dust in my shit, nigga. And I want like 45 motherfucking brown long-haired chihuahuas in my room, nigga, to go with the white and the black orchids, nigga. Like, you hear some of these ridiculous fucking requests, and people make it happen for these folks, right? So when you got somebody like Kanye, a star as big as fucking Kanye, out here saying all this shit, and his friends are trying, like, the friends that are really trying to reach him, he's putting them on blast and they're trying to manipulate him. But all these motherfuckers that want something from Kanye, oh yeah, man, shit, yeah. Yeah, man, that shit's deep, Kanye. So what's up with that beat, though? You know, we gonna do that mixtape? You know, I really could use that fire shit from Kanye West, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean, man. Like, Kanye is confusing his shit with free thought, and nothing he's saying right now is original. It's not original.
He said something. He said, grounded in reality. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice. Just like when I said slavery is a...
Hey, man. Reality ain't forced upon you. Reality is what the fuck it is. And it, like, like, this is why I'm trying to figure out why all these niggas who talking about they can understand what Kanye is saying. Like, yo, you go to, like... You know what's really funny? It's like I don't even want to go back, like, to that slavery is a choice shit. Like, a lot of these same niggas complain about their job every day. Your job is a choice, nigga. You know, you don't have to be there. Your rent is also a choice, man. You ain't got to pay it. Your lights, that's a choice, nigga. You ain't got to pay that shit, man. Come on, bro. What you talking about? We free, nigga. There are consequences behind you talking about this free thought shit. Like, you talking about the slaves chose to be fucking slaves. Why don't you choose to go somewhere else and work, nigga? You got more freedom of movement than they do. What's your problem? Right? None of these things that Kanye West is saying right now are original.
The choice, the reality, we can make our own reality. We can talk about history, but not too long. We need to talk.
No, we need to talk about history, especially in this fucking moment. Because if you understand the fucking history, you wouldn't be standing there saying the shit that you're saying right now. If you understood your fucking history, none of this shit would be coming out of your fucking mouth. None of it.
About our now, because we can fix and start loving each other now. I say we have no enemies. We don't have enemies. Black people have a tendency to focus and march when a white person kills a black person or wears a hat. But when it's 700 kids being killed in Chicago, it's okay. It's okay.
This nigga just went, what about black on black crime? This nigga really just went, but what about black on black crime? Now, if you've listened to this motherfucking show for any length of time, you know better. You know that there are organizations all over this motherfucking country, in inner cities all over this country, combating the misnomer that is black on black crime. There is no such thing as black on black crime. There is a such thing as crime. Right? We live in a very segregated country. Black folks tend to live amongst other black folks. White folks tend to live amongst other white folks. Latinos tend to live with other Latinos. Asians tend to live with other Asians. The crimes that are usually perpetrated are overwhelmingly committed against those who are the closest to us. One of the things that a lot of right-wing Republican candidates, talking heads, like to talk about is black-on-black crime. And when they usually bring up black-on-black crime, when do we always hear about black-on-black crime? When? Usually when a white police officer or the police, period, gunned down an unarmed or, you know, like an unarmed black person, or are in a situation where a black person, they probably could have taken them down, but instead they just choose to kill them. Like, there was a story like just this week of a dude who had killed who was a cop killer. As a matter of fact, they took his ass alive. Guess what color he was? Guess the motherfucking race on that one. And yet Stephon Clark had a cell phone. They mistook it for a damn gun. Somebody who carries a gun every day is kind of hard to confuse a dude. And even when they were talking about, yo, show us your hands and shit, they said gun, gun, gun. Pop, 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 pop. We've seen police officer after police officer after police officer get off. No motherfucking repercussions whatsoever. Yeah, they might have lost their job, but you know what? That's going to happen. They either going to go. Some of them don't even lose their job. Some of them get desk duty. Some of them get vacation. And then after the whole shit blows over, guess what happens? They either go to another motherfucking department or they stay with the department they're on. Shout out to Daniel Pantaleo. Right? So this isn't fucking free thought. He's parroting fucking white supremacist talking points back to us and actually trying to sell this shit to everybody as some free revolutionary shit. It is not. It is not. If you're paying a fucking attention, it is not.
For blacks to kill blacks, but if it's a white thing,
anybody's saying that's okay.
That's no, wait.
There's been more focus and more marches.
That is a lie.
About
yo, don't
whites
believe
killing blacks.
Than kids in Chicago killing each other. That's a lie. There are black people working.
There are no marches.
Okay, so you're hearing this woman's voice right now, right? That's Candace Owens. Candace Owens hasn't said a motherfucking thing all damn night, right? We are, how far are we into this? We like, where is this, 15, 19 minutes in, 20 minutes in? Candace Owens hasn't said shit this entire time. They start talking about black on black crime? Oh my God, Candace Owens got the fucking thing to say. Oh man, Candace Owens needs to get on the mic. Candace Owens like, yo, I got something to say on this one. Black on black crime is a thing. Now remember what I said earlier about repeating fucking white supremacist talking points and Candace Owens being one of the prime examples of that. She didn't have shit to say until they got to shitting on, until Kanye, unbeknownst to maybe Kanye, that they were shitting on black folks. Nothing to say until they were shitting on black people. We get all, we marching for police brutality. We marching for when a white person kills a black person, but when a black person kills a black person, it's okay. It's never been okay, nigga. When was the last time you went home? When was the last time you talked to the Interrupters? When was the last time you talked to Ceasefire Chicago? When was the last time you talked to the Detroit 300? When was the last time you talked to anybody working in these fucking communities, man? It's never been okay. The only people that give a fuck about what's happening in the black community are the people who live in that fucking community. Republicans don't give a shit. You know why? Because they know we ain't voting for the ass. You know why? Because they aren't even they aren't even fucking courting your vote. They want what you have right now. The prison industrial complex suits them just fucking fine. It's the reason why they have an attorney general right now who's seeking to bring back the drug war, who's seeking to recriminalize marijuana. Now, you got marijuana laws all over this country coming down. States are legalizing this shit all over the country. I think they said Seattle or somewhere in Washington, where they just like, you know what? For the past 30 years, if you have a marijuana charge, we taking that shit off your fucking record, man. Fuck this shit. Take that shit off. They decriminalizing this shit all over the fucking country. You know how many black people are in prison right now for marijuana possession, marijuana motherfucking distribution, marijuana sales? And yet you got all these motherfucking white people who are getting rich right now on legal marijuana. Right now. And you gonna talk to us about black on black crime? As if crime isn't fucking universal? As if, like, you can go to the FBI, the Uniform Crime Statistics, look them up yourself. I'm not gonna repeat them again. The Uniform Crime Statistics, look them bitches up. You got Google the same way that I do. Look that shit up. Oh my God.
Yo, that's a lot. People getting killed, that's a lot. Killed by other black
people. No, that's a fact.
And I'm sorry. Another thing too. I've seen friends of mine say this shit. Say this shit. That believe this. They're like, yo, black on black crime is a thing. It's a white supremacist talking point. It always has been. There's a lot of anti-blackness within some pockets of the black community. Unfortunately, it's a lot of brothers who believe in this shit. There's a whole lot of brothers who are conservative, whether we'd like to acknowledge it or not. Hell, as a matter of fact, shit, I think Donald Trump got about 9 to 10% of black men to vote for him. Right? 9 to 10% of these motherfuckers like, yo, man, I'm gonna ride this Trump train. Never mind the fact that Donald Trump don't really fuck with you. But yeah, Donald Trump, they ride the Trump train. Nine to 10% of black men did this. So that's like 1 out of every 10 niggas you know, right? Y'all know Trump supporters. Like, they may not be saying a whole hell of a lot right now, but like, y'all know. And you know what? I take that back. Some of them are saying stuff right now. Some of them have used this as an opportunity to come out as like, yo. Now, that's not to say that, like, we don't, like I said earlier, like, we don't have fucking conservative voices within the black community. We've always had them. Like, Larry Elder ain't been a motherfucking conservative voice for a long time for nothing. I would almost say, like, Juan Williams too, fucking Jason Whitlock's ass, not my man. I can't think of this other guy's name. It's a few of these motherfuckers. And they go on TV and they get in newspapers and they say a lot of anti-black shit. And there's a lot of dudes, a lot of black dudes who don't like the fact that they are black. Or better yet, they don't mind the fact that they're black, but they would like to elevate themselves amongst other black people, right? I am better than these other black people. Therefore, I'm going to separate myself from these other black people, right? It's a lot of them, man. And I found out in my sphere of people that I know a whole hell of a lot more of them than I thought. A whole hell of a lot more of them than I thought. But we're going to continue this shit.
That is a fact.
Black crime is a fact.
But there are black people.
Okay, wait a second. Now this is a problem. We have to. You're too far. You have to be closer to me.
I'm here right now. There are black people working every single day.
Brother, don't scream because it will make us look.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't care how we look in front of this. Candace. You talk us a
come on over. No, when you scream.
Respectability politics is gonna make us look crazy in front of these white folks. Now Kanye didn't say that, but I like the fact that Van said, I don't give a fuck how we looking right now. Like, here's it, and this is something that I've been saying on this show for quite some time, and it's one of the things that I think, like, it's so fucking freeing, and I've said this plenty of times. Like, you don't understand how freeing it is to not really be giving a fuck what these white people are thinking about your blackness. Right? Because they're always going to have a negative view about your blackness, despite how fucking hard you try to present yourself as acceptable to them. They will always, always have something to say about your blackness. Stop giving a fuck about their respectability. They will always find something to not like. Always be yourself. Now, Kanye was just like, yo, no, I'm going to be myself. Right? But Kanye is selling this in free thought while rapping this in white supremacist talking points. And believing that this shit is original. And it's not.
This is what I'm saying.
When you scream and you don't talk, it doesn't look right.
Let me just say something. Okay, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Because these are two different versions of somebody else's truth. This is
okay, Candace Owens. Really motherfucking animated to talk about black on black crime. And talking about two different versions of people's truths. Like, listen. Black on black crime is a misnomer. There's a thing called crime. And if you live amongst black people, chances are you're going to be victimized by a black person. If you are living amongst white people, you're going to be victimized by white people. If you're living among Asian people, you're going to be victimized by Asian people. Black on black crime is not a fucking thing. Period.
Two different versions of somebody else's truth. So he gets up and he's talking slavery, right? Okay, I'm not enslaved. So that it's like I don't mean to insult his reality.
No, Kanye, come on over.
I just want to give him a hug.
I think he might want to punch me, but I want to give him a hug. Okay,
Kanye. Let's finish conversation.
What Kanye just said? I love you and I want to give you a hug. I feel like you want to fight me right now, but I love you.
I don't fight with my fist, man. I've been through that. This is what I'm saying.
So if I come over there, you're not gonna fight me?
No, I'm not gonna hit Kanye West and TMZ. Bro, you gotta be responsible, man.
Bro, I'm sorry I hurt you.
You gotta be responsible.
I'm sorry I hurt you, bro.
Bro, your voice is too big. You gotta be responsible.
I'm sorry I hurt you, bro. I love you, bro. I'm sorry I hurt you with my words, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I love you, bro.
Bro, you gotta be responsible.
I didn't mean to say things that hurt you. I didn't mean to wear the hat out the blue and shock so many people and not give them a way out of the pain. I understand that that gave them pain, that made them see pain. But guess what? When I went into the hospital, we're now in the hospital. TMZ is the hospital to fix the world. Obama.
Bro?
Yeah.
That's not true. Listen, first of all, calmly.
What's your name, though?
I'm Van. It's not true.
I'm sorry for disappointing you, Van.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Calmly.
Yeah.
What you said up there a second ago, the statistic on black on black violence is true. What they don't tell you is there are people dedicating their lives to working throughout the problems of black people. Mm-hmm. There are black people every day, boots on the ground.
Right now.
They're all over the place that are working towards this. Mm-hmm. Like every single day, people are trying to fix this problem. Mm-hmm. The narrative that black people don't care about black lives until a white person takes them is false. That is not true. But the problem is the people that are doing this work in communities every day, guys all over the place, they don't get the type of reverence. They don't get the type of shine. They don't get the type of light spotted on them. What I'm trying to say is while we're having all of these conversations about stuff that gets covered on the news, who's going to talk about what doesn't get covered on the news?
Me. Hello.
Like, to me.
No, Candace, not you. You didn't want to say shit until he started talking about black on black crime, Candace. That was your cue to shuck and jive. So shut the fuck up right now.
For me, for a lot of years, the dude that inspired me to be more than what I was in Baton Rouge, that was you. Ask everybody in this room for years. Ask everybody in here how many times we've had a Kanye West story, and I've stood there the only person to defend Kanye West because what you meant to me. And then after that, you slapped me in my face by getting next to people who mean me harm and who don't even care about the fact, about being honest about the fact that they mean me harm.
I think that we have to get next to everyone. If we don't like Trump, we have to talk to them. We have to talk because Trump is a human being also, and he's in a very powerful position, and he's doing a lot of things to actually help business owners be able to go past all these fake laws and rules and things. I mean, Candace will give you the facts better than that.
I am not about to wait for Candace Owens to give me facts on anything, considering the fact that Candace Owens is a fucking liar. Considering the fact that Candace Owens is a propagandist. Considering the fact that Candace Owens is really motherfucking disingenuous, man. Really motherfucking disingenuous. Now, we were just talking about, like, Kanye West was just earlier talking about, yo, man, you got to be worried about your fucking self. You know who's worried about themselves every fucking day? Donald Trump is worried about himself. He has been put in a position to where he's the most powerful person on the face of the earth right now. But Donald Trump does what's best for Donald Trump, not for the people and the nation that he's supposed to represent. Donald Trump does what's best for fucking Donald Trump. Period, point blank, end of story. We've seen this time and time again. Donald Trump will get on television and tell the boldest fucking lie. Like, you can look at this motherfucker like, yeah, I can shoot people on Park Avenue, I won't lose a vote. He's like, yeah, he really could, because some of these motherfuckers, no matter what the hell he says, is like, they forgive it. Like, you know, it was weird. Like, you know, we talking about that that lady, Michelle Wolf, who did the White House Correspondents' Dinner, right? Like, Michelle Wolf said these jokes about Sarah Huckabee Sanders and what's her name? Conway, the Conway chick. Whatever her name, Carolyn, whatever, man, right? Told jokes about that, and folks are like, oh my God, I can't believe she said these things about these women. She made these jokes about these women's appearance, this, that, and the other. Donald Trump been doing that shit for fucking years, and y'all put his ass in the motherfucking most powerful position on earth. But y'all gonna act like y'all upset about this shit because a comedian said it. You don't mean the shit. It's fake outrage to the utmost. So don't get on here talking about, man, like, you know, we gotta, you know, we gotta be, you know, we gotta get next to the people, you know, we gotta talk to these people. Like, yo, some of these motherfuckers ain't reaching. And some of these people, I am tired of having to not only educate, but also explain my fucking humanity to them, dog. Explain my fucking humanity. Like, when you have a case like a fucking Trayvon Martin and white folks all over this goddamn country is talking about how he could maybe he deserved what he did. And you see how they try to dehumanize him in death. And you see how they try to incriminalize him in death. When you see how they try to do that to Mike Brown. When you see how they're like, well, maybe he deserved it with Eric Garner. And he's selling fucking cigarettes, man. That's not a death sentence. But a whole lot of these same motherfuckers, guess who they voted for, Kanye? Guess who they voted for? I'm not about to keep wasting my time educating these people. I don't have the fucking time. And many of these motherfuckers don't really want to learn. And it's not up to us to educate them. It's really not. I talked about this before, man. Everybody walking around with a supercomputer in their pocket, man. You got iPhone 10s, you got Note 8s, you got Galaxy S9s, man. You got LG G6s and G7s and V30s. You got OnePlus 1s. You got all these motherfucking different phones and shit. And all these phones are windows to information. Access to information we've never had access to before. You got the shit, Common is out here right now doing commercials about something. You've never had more power, and you got more power in your fingertips than generations before you. And yet many of these people with these same motherfucking devices never seek to educate themselves on any of this shit. They just choose not to.
But we need to speak to people. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? Why can't it be okay for an influential rapper in the black community to go up to the president and talk to him about how we can make a change one by one by one? We have...
You can't do that if you are already in constant giving. You can't do that if you're only going to be an echo chamber for him. Right? And that's another thing too, man. Like, think about this. He's talking about free thought. These thoughts, like I keep repeating, aren't not original. They come from the same place from where a lot of Trump voters are already at. So you are the one black dude who feels like you can go to talk to Donald Trump and he's going to make it a way for black people to coexist with these white people that hate him. It's going to be you. It's going to be Kanye that does that. But you're going to do that by basically echoing everything that Donald Trump has already been saying. It makes no sense, man.
The resources for a peaceful world. I believe that Kim Jong-un didn't believe that Obama was crazy enough to come at him. You know, sometimes you need some crazy to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. And we're going to make it through. I know I disappointed you today, brother. And I know I disappointed the black community when I...
That is a motherfucking understatement for the ages, man.
I wore the hat, and I'm sorry for disappointing you, but like I just told J. Cole on the phone right now, it's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me. Now, I'm not drugged the f*** out, but I did pop a 911 yesterday before I got here to make sure I didn't prove everybody right. So I do think that pharmaceuticals can be extremely helpful. Everything in moderation, though.
Kanye, we are going to take a break right now. We are back, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this was forgetting about particular views, issues. The reason I was really interested in doing this with Kanye is because he got me thinking about the notion of free thought, which honestly, on that level, I completely agree with him. I think free thought is almost dead in this country, that people are bullied into feeling a certain way, and if you don't believe what somebody else does, they will bully you and boycott you and try to kill you. And that's what I was connecting with, not specific issues, but you tell us what the root of all of this is. What are we talking about? Are we talking about free thought, free love? What is it?
It's free love. It's the spirit. You know, you had in the office, you had Tupac and John Lennon on the wall. It's, I don't want to be the third one, but I'm willing to be the third one for free love on that wall. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
If I say I love Dr. Jan Adams that performed surgery, my mother's final surgery, people don't want to accept forgiveness and love. Like even Harvey, you said you can't love everyone when we talked about the Jan Adams.
And I believe that.
And but does God want you to love everyone?
Well,
first of all, do you believe in God? Do you
yes,
in
but I don't now. Necessarily think. I know people say that, Kanye. I don't know where that comes from.
If you start thinking about love and start feeling love and thinking about forgiveness, then you can overcome things.
I was able to talk to Kanye last week at some length about this, and it really and honestly, this is what inspired me, that I think you're right, that we are a country of intolerance right now. And as long as we are so intolerant that we try to kill people who disagree with us, we are going to destroy ourselves. And you got me.
Ironically enough, who has the left killed for disagreeing with them? who have they killed for disagreeing with them? Especially now. Especially now. Who have they killed? Right? There were people who were killed in Charlottesville. They weren't the left. They were white nationalists who were walking around the streets with tiki torches, talking about the Jews will not replace us, screaming blood and soil. They were all Trump supporters. So for all the love that Kanye is talking about right now, and that shit sounds rosy, the people with whom he's aligning himself with don't even believe in what he's saying. They don't believe it. But black folks, you know, we just ostracizing them. You know what I'm saying? Like, black people, man, y'all, you know, they, you know, black people got to align with one set of thinking, man. Like, y'all all, like, if y'all always ready to kick somebody out. I'm like, nah, dude. If you understand what the fuck is going on, you also understand why people are feeling the way that they're feeling about Kanye right now. And far be it from me to listen to a motherfucker who's not of the culture, who isn't of black people, to tell us how we supposed to receive what Kanye is saying. And better yet, if what Kanye is saying is so fucking free, then why are you telling us that we all need to be thinking like Kanye? Where's my access to the free thought? Do I get that? Do I get that? Am I able to walk around in this world and think for myself and educate myself to a degree where I know what the fuck you saying to me right now is some bullshit, and I have no motherfucking compunction whatsoever to tell you, yeah, that's some bullshit. Where's my license to the free thought that y'all are giving Kanye since y'all agree with his ass right now?
Thinking about this, and I've been obsessed with it. I think about it in the pool, I think about it at the gym, I think about it when I'm walking, and I think about it at work. And I've been thinking about this, and I think it's a really valid point. That said, there are people out there who still want to hurt you, and the question is, how do you break the wall down, and how do you come together? Right. But I don't think it's necessarily by saying I love you.
Right, and that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Okay, we have free thought. I disagree. I think love conquers all. I think love. I know. Now,
that's original.
I know from my bottom of my gut and my soul and my spirit and my subconscious.
Has Kanye been reading The Secret?
That love is the strongest force in the universe. And right now, we need love. We need the moment when North Korea and South Korea connect. We need the moment when we go down to what's Charlottesville, and we go down and visit, go to those houses. We need to break down race. We talk about race so much, we don't even talk about class. I want to talk about class for a second. There's a class war happening right now too. And the class war might be, the class war is one of the reasons why Trump won. Because Obama was so high class that it stopped speaking to the middle and the lower class. He's so classy. Oh. And to break the class system, we have to start by loving ourselves. Because what you
understand this. He said that Trump won because Obama was too classy and stopped talking to the middle class. Trump, a motherfucker who lived in a penthouse in New York, had casinos in Atlantic City, has buildings in Chicago, I believe, has another building in, I believe, like overseas. Like, I'm sure he's got his name on more than a few buildings. He got a hotel in fucking Washington, D.C., right? Has golden fucking toilets, had a jet with his own name on it. And that's the dude. That's the dude who connects with the middle class, and not the guy who went to Chicago and worked in the motherfucking Altgeld Gardens projects, who didn't organize folks in voter registration drives on the south side of Chicago, the town in which you fucking from, Kanye. Not that guy. The guy who lives in a penthouse in New York and brags about how rich he was, when, you know, and then we find out later that maybe he ain't as rich as he been telling us he been. God Fucking damn, man.
You say to somebody is a reflection of how you feel about yourself when you put that energy in the world. I love myself. What you are seeing is actually, this is the most confident I've been since my mom passed.
We're going to talk about something that I know you said you had this conversation with Kanye. I'm obviously personally very interested in this, the concept of that black men have to be perfect at all times.
It was just a point about Hollywood and the media perception of black men, this perfect idea of superhero with Obama or Michael Jordan. I want to show people that it's okay to screw up and you still can make it through things.
We are out of time, but I got to say, one of the reasons I wanted to do this, people can disagree with, you know, lots of things in this world. And, you know, I don't agree with everything you say for sure. But what I love is the idea of talking about something that is really lost in this country. And I know you say free love, and that's important, I know. But free thought to me is hugely important. And I feel like we've lost it.
Do you believe in love?
I do.
Okay. This is about it. It's like 38 seconds left, and I'm getting tired. But, and I should also say that Harvey Levin is a known Trump supporter. And like I said, man, as much as they would talk about how much Kanye is bringing the thought of free thought up and making it to where it's, you know, we really need to have free thought, man. Like, yo, we are losing that in this country, this, that, and the other. Understand that his free thought isn't fucking original. It's not. We have seen it manifest itself in this country time and time again. And the reason why a lot of black folks are rejecting what Kanye West is selling right now is because we are rooted in the reality of what those messages really fucking mean. That's what that is. Now, I'm in no position to speak for the entirety of blackness. I am but one black dude. I have my one black experience, and I'm sure others have their one black experience as well. But there's a reason why what Kanye West is saying isn't being met with open arms. There's a reason why Kanye West's allegiance or his alliance with Donald Trump is being met with side eyes and frowns. And it's not because black folks have this undying fucking loyalty to the Democratic Party. It's because black folks understand what Donald Trump represents and what he means to them. And to suggest that black folks as a collective are not smart enough to discern what Donald Trump and the Republican Party or what politics in this country period means to them is a slap in the fucking face. And if you call yourself loving us, then goddamn it, you better not insult us with that dumb shit. Don't do it. Don't do it. So I'm about to get off of here, man. My wife has been trying to call me and I've been like, you know, I'm recording, but let me get off of here. But before I do, tell y'all guys how to, you know, hit me up on the spare report, man. Let your voice be heard. Go ahead, hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those messages. I will play them on the show. Respond right here. You can hit me up on the email at feedback@thespanreport.com. That's feedback@thespanreport.com. Leave those emails. I'll read them here live on the show. You can also hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. My name on both of those platforms is Mr_Span. So please go ahead and follow me there. Chop it up with your boy throughout the week. iTunes and Stitcher reviews, man. 5 stars. I really do love y'all who do that. Holla at your boy, man. Hook me up. 5-star reviews, man. Let everybody else know that you're rocking with us over here at the Spare Report Podcast Network. And for those of you for those of you who are going to do so, man, go to www.thespareport.com. Everything's available there. All of the podcasts, all of the replays of the podcast, man. Vote in the polls. Donate money if you like, how often as you like, as much as you like. We always appreciate it. But I got to get out of here, y'all. And I'll talk to y'all again Saturday. I got some guests coming on. Surprise for y'all. Talk to y'all again soon, man. But until next time, fam. Peace.